with a look at radio on the go sports for a Tuesday morning. I'm Dwayne Carson reporting. Happy harvest time to all those doing the work out in the fields this time of year. We got a lot of sports going on last night. Not a lot of varsity, but we did have a meet involving Hampton, Dumont, Callan, North Butler up at the Lake Mills meet. On the girls' side, Four City, the team champion with 27 points. HD Cal second with 66 points. So great job for the Bulldog team running together there. And individually on the girls' side, Addison Velker from North Butler. She was second place for the race, 20 minutes, 29 seconds. Lydia Moss of Hampton, Dumont, Cal finishes fifth in 21:23. And Tegan Bird, 10th for the Bulldogs in 22:53. On the boys' side, Lake Mills wins the championship on their home course. North Butler was third. Hampton Dumont Cowboys were fourth place individually. Ezra Ameline from North Butler was sixth place in 18 minutes, 6 seconds. Traeger Pakey from North Butler was seventh in 18 minutes, 16 seconds. And Connor Miller, the best Bulldog, finishing in 21st place for Hampton Dumont Cow, 19 minutes, 51 seconds. And one volleyball match on the volleyball varsity side. Belmont Clemmie having a good season. They defeat Nashville Plainfield 3-1. Radio Iowa releasing their Week 7 football rankings in 8 player. The top three are Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, Winfield, Mountain Union, and Cam. Don Bosco is 7. The Clarksville is number 9. Top three teams in Class A, Woodbury Central, St. Ansgar, and Madrid. West Hancock 4th. Lake Mills is 6th. And Radio Iowa has Wapsie Valley at number 9. Grundy Center, the number 1 team in Class 1A. Underwood 2nd. Sumner Fredericksburg 3rd. MFL Marmac 5th. Denver is rated 9th. And Waterloo Columbus football is number 10. In 2A, the top three are Van Meter, Central Line, Georgia Little Rock, and West Line. Spirit Lake 5th and PCM 8th. Class 3A, led by Williamsburg, Creston, and Clear Lake. The top three in 4A are Western Dubuque, or ADM, Western Dubuque, and Bondurant Farrar. And 5A, number 1 is Southeast Polk. Full rankings at radioonthego.com. Now, the Iowa High School Athletic Union has announced its second football rankings of the season created by official ranking committees. These rankings are going to be used later to seed the playoff field. Not much difference as far as our area teams go. Grundy Center, also number 1 in 1A. Clarksville, also number 9 in 8-player football. Again, those rankings also available through RadioOnTheGo.com under the Sports tab. The Iowa Falls Alden football team lost its first district game last Friday night to West Marshall, 38-21. It was a game of hurdles to overcome for the Cadets, giving up 344 yards rushing, a couple fumbles, and being held to 44 passing yards. The Cadets had success running the ball, producing 264 yards. West Marshall got out to a quick start, leading 21-8 after the first quarter. The Cadets cut the deficit to 10 in the third quarter, 24-14, on a 37-yard touchdown carry by Jaden Damiano. The Cadets got within 3, 24-21, early in the fourth quarter on a 72-yard pick six by Damiano. The Trojans scored 2 touchdowns, though, in response to secure the victory, 38-21. Head coach Eric Walking says his Cadets made too many mistakes to secure the victory over the Trojans, and that his message to the seniors entering their remaining games is hard work.
We knew going in that West Marshall was going to be tough. They play so hard, and, you know, they have such good tradition that they weren't going to just lay down, and they're trying to fight for a spot in the playoffs just like we are. So, you know, we knew we had to come in and try to play our best game, and we just made way too many mistakes to get that game. That's the thing with football. You got to love it. You should enjoy it because it's only here for a short amount of time. And, you know, other sports, you can go play rec league basketball. You can go do other things. But when it comes to football, you can't go put pads on again. So for my seniors, they understand that the majority of them, that this is going to be the last opportunity they have to play the sport. So give it everything you got. Go out there and play lights out.
And the Cadets were led by senior all-district level quarterback Jaden Damiano, rushing for 250 yards and 2 scores, plus that interception return for touchdowns. The Cadet defense led by junior lineman Trevor Bailey with 12 tackles. And Iowa Falls Alden now 2-4 overall, 2-1 though in the district, still with a good record there. Their Week 7 matchup will be at home against the Jessup Jayhawks in district play Friday night. Two local volleyball teams collide in LaPorte City to begin the North Iowa Cedar League volleyball tournament tonight. 10th-rated Applington Parkersburg will face 1A's number 7 team, AGWSR, at a neutral site matchup in LaPorte City. Falcon head coach Candace Clespy says the conference tournament will be a great test for all involved.
Those two nights are just fun volleyball. I mean, you get to be a part of one of the best conferences in the state, and to go up against them in those two nights, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Applington Parkersburg is 21-6, 2-2 in the NICL Central. They had a week off since their last match and their 172 service aces ranks 13 most in 2A. Senior Kinsey Mowinkle has climbed atop the team's kill leaderboard with 205, leading a balanced attack with Peyton Closter's 191. Ackley, Geneva, Wellsburg, Steamboat Rock, 10-19 overall record. They were also 2-2 in their conference of their side of the NICL in the West. They'll look to bounce back from 1-4 outing in Saturday's tournament at Waverly-Shell Rock, where they were tested by opponents from 3A and above. They'll be in search of their first win over the Falcons this season. The AP Falcons took the two previous matches. All teams will look to put together strong performances in the final day of consideration for postseason seeding. Union will host Waterloo-Columbus in the opener at 5 o'clock, followed by AGWSR versus Applington-Parkersburg at around 6. First-round losers will play a third match of the night, and then the first-round winners will play in the nightcap in the tournament quarterfinals. Second, third, and fourth place matches of the night will air on 99 The Wave, and the pre-match coverage starts at approximately 5:50 p.m. with John Mowinkle on 98.9 KQCR. The 8th-rated South Hardin Tiger volleyball team also in action as they are in the North Iowa Cedar League. They take on Olwine in the first-round matchup of the conference tourney, and then we'll play either East Marshall or number 5-ranked team in Class 2A in the second-round match. And, again, that is coming up tonight. And, again, that will be at Denver for South Hardin. And they're part of the conference volleyball tournament. Dyke-New Hartford getting a bye in the conference tourney, as is Grundy Center. The North Butler volleyball team returns home for a top of Iowa conference match with Rockford tonight. North Butler's 9-14, 3-0 after a 3-0 conference win, that is, at West Fork, put them at 2-4 in the league. Head coach Sarah Goodrich says facing Rockford is more than just a rivalry match, as head coach of the Warriors, Cassidy Stout, is a North Butler alumna and a former teammate of Goodrich's. She says the Bearcats need to assemble, and limit their errors this evening.
We're excited. Rockford's close to home, and it also is bigger as Coach Stout is originally from North Butler, one of my former teammates. So it's bigger than just a rival game for sure, and we know that we're going to have to come all together and play just like we did tonight, but kind of simplify some of those errors we had. But we're excited, and we know we have to bring our best game against a hard team.
Rockford comes in at 9-11, 3-4 in the top of Iowa Conference. North Butler is 2-4 in the conference. And RRMR won last year's meeting 3-0. And Rockford action begins at 7 p.m. in Greene. We mentioned the North Iowa Cedar League tournament going on. Dyke, New Hartford hosting a pod. Union, LaPorte City is hosting another one. Grundy Center hosting teams tonight. And then also it is Denver hosting some teams. Also other volleyball matches. Clarksville hosting Riceville this evening. West Fork goes to Nashville Plainfield. And some cross-country happening on this Tuesday. It's the Wolverine Invitational at Dyke, New Hartford, as DNH welcomes in Applington, Parkersburg, Clarksville, Grundy Center, and IFA AGWSR, along with other teams in the area. And the Belmont, Clemmie, Claren, Goldfield, Dows sharing agreement, along with South Hardin and West Fork cross-country runners at the Eagle Grove meet at 4:30 today. That's going to do it for Radio on the Go with Sports on this Tuesday. You have a great one. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting.